welcome to the new episode of Let Us Talk. Actually, it's the first episode of the new academic year, which means that we also have a new committee. So, also we have a new head, which is me, Leon. I'm a PhD student about the ethics of genome editing in farm animals. And my favorite animal is the manul. And we also have...
Julia, I'm a PhD student from Germany. I'm here to become a German teacher on Dutch schools, and my favorite animal...
Great, and today we will also talk about the future plans of the podcast committee, because we do not only plan to have full episodes, but also to have small bites in which members of us tell us something about what they are doing, or we discuss actual news. And today our guest is actually someone who is a former head of the podcast committee. He's a vet student, but also a vegan, and he will tell us something about Malibandach, and he would also like to introduce himself. So here is Ilya.
Hi, I am Ilya. I was the former head. You may have heard me in the last few episodes, and I'll be happy to transfer the podcast committee to the capable Leon and Julia. And yeah, that's me. I don't really have a favorite animal. All animals are amazing. So yeah.
Ah, great. A very diplomatic answer. So today we are going to talk about Malibandach, which has something to do with horse racing. So Ilya, can you explain us what is Malibandach?
Yes. Well, Malibandach is a short track racing event that gets held every 5 years. It's part of the party week from the Veterinary Medicine Student Association, DSK, or Diergeneeskundige Studentenkring. And every 5 years, there is what we call a lustrum, and they celebrate that with a week of festivities and also the Malibandach. The Malibandach is a short track racing in the center of the city Utrecht, where we are right now. It's on a very long road called the Maliban, and it gets filled with a bit of sand, and then you have horse races there. And also along the side are stands from the other study associations with information or with something fun to do and with snacks and everything.
What do you think about the event as a vegan and as a vet student?
Well, I am first and foremost, I would say, a vegan and by extent a vet student, because my love for animals transfers to the fact that I want to help them. So as a person, vegan and a vet student, I would say that I am against the short track racing, not just Malibandach, but also short track racing and horse racing in general, because it's just awful for the animals and we shouldn't use horses for our entertainment when there are loads of other options.
Yeah, you just said it's awful for the animals. Can you explain us what exactly is awful about it?
Well, there is a lot awful for the animals, actually. It all starts with how they're trained. Horse bodies are not fully formed till they're like about 5 to 6 years old, and they start training at 18 months old, so like 1.5 years. What that means, they train intensively, so that also means that they get degenerative joint disease, for example, or osteoarthritis, which basically means that their joints degenerate, it's in the name really, and they can get a lot of pain from this, and they have arthritis, which shouldn't be normal for horses that young. And then we have the housing of the animals, which means they are kept in small stalls. They can't really walk around too much. Sometimes they do get out, not a lot, to just walk around or have some exercise, but also to train. And if you see a horse that has been in the stall too long, too little exercise, also with like older horses, you can see filled legs. In Dutch, it's called stalbenen, which means they have their legs, hind legs or forelegs, swollen with a fluid. And that is because when they exercise, their hoof acts as a pump to propel fluid up, because there are not a lot of muscles there for the limb fluid, what is filling up there, to transport it up. So it's used by the hoof. But yeah, if they don't step around a lot, they don't have too much of a mechanism for that lymph to be shut up. And as well in the lymph, there is a lot of waste products from the cells. So if it stays there for a long time, it can be toxic. But it's helped by just moving around, then it will be solved automatically. Then we have a lot more things actually with the housing. Just stip them lightly. We have the twisting and turning of their guts. Their colon is really loose in their abdomen, so that means if they stand still a lot and it just shifts around, you see that it twists around itself or around the band that attaches the kidney to the abdomen wall, and then you can have necrosis and permanent damage to your horse's guts, which is suboptimal, I would say. And as well, they get bored in such small stalls, which you can imagine, it's really not great for their health. Sometimes they are kept alone, which is really bad. They are social animals with a herd, so you do want some other horses as well in their vicinity. And then we go into horse racing itself. Like I said, they're not mature till 6, but start training at 18 months, which gives all kinds of diseases and faults. And then we have stress. It's very stressful for horses, of course, especially when there are spectators around where they run. It can get really stressful. They do try to train them, of course, but I don't think that every ounce of stress will be taken away by that. Then you have ulcers in their stomachs as well, which is really painful. When they run, their stomach acid gets tossed in their stomach and it gets to the roof of their stomach, which is really vulnerable for stomach acid. It's not well protected like the bottom is. So when they haven't had a lot to eat, which is often the case, they get the stomach acid on the roof of their stomachs and they get ulcers or wounds, which is really painful and can lead to bleeding. And the stress also influences that and just makes it worse. Now, ulcers in horses' stomachs are really complicated, but this is one surefire way to get ulcers. And then the way they control the animals, they have bits that dig into their palate, the roof of their mouths, which is really painful. These bits that dug into their palate also dig into their cheeks, which is really painful as well for the horses. And on the Malibandag especially, the track is really narrow, so the horses don't like that. They really want to go to the center of the track, but that's not possible because there are two horses alongside one another. So they really have to tug to one side, so you really have traction on one side of the horse. And of course, it's commodification of sentient animals. They get sold and used as if they're just things to use, which is really awful, I think.
Yeah, that's actually a lot of things that you just mentioned. So, like from the housing to the, like they don't have enough space, they don't have enough companions. They are alone, they are bored, then the horse racing itself, it's hard to say where to start. Like you mentioned so many things about the cart, the driver, the track itself, and of course the general issue itself that you treat animals as property. It seems there's quite a lot going on in there.
Yeah, exactly. And you mentioned a lot of things that are bad. What exactly should change in your opinion?
Well, I think we should stop with horse racing, not just Malibandag, but in general. I have heard from the DSK that they are going to stop horse racing for their lustrum, at least. They do still have once a year Peerdepieten, so that's still sad that they do have that. But they won't do Malibandag. But for me, I just say stop with the usage of animals for entertainment in general.
And why are they stopping? Do you know that? Is that because there were a lot of protests?
They said two things. One is the outlook of people has changed, so they want to bring the DSK under the attention from the quote-unquote non-veterinary students in a different way than with horse racing. But also, the Maliban doesn't exist in 5 years, so they can't hold the event. Oh, and coming back to your question about what should change, I actually heard this really great idea from Julian, actually, and I really think we should do that. It's horse racing, but with hobby horses. In Dutch, it's stokpaardjes, so like wooden horses between your legs, and you just run. And make a competition out of it with students cheering them on and students racing. That would be really fun, but maybe you wouldn't want to explain a little bit more about your idea, Leon?
Yeah, exactly. I had the idea to use hobby horses instead of real horses, so then you can have quite the same event, but in an animal-friendly way, so no horses get harmed or instrumentalized or whatever, so no one can have a problem with that, and there are no ethical concerns. So you can just use a hobby horse, let students run, have cheering teams, make a very fun event out of it, drink a lot of beer as students usually do on such occasions.
That's so true.
And have a great day.
Well, thank you, Ilya. That was very interesting, and I think we learned a lot in these couple of minutes. To our listeners, you see or hear that this is obviously a very big topic, which we could talk about a lot more. The question is if you would like to hear more about the topic, and also if you have any further suggestions for topics we should talk about. Or maybe you have even a story you would like to share on this platform, please contact us via Instagram or via the VSA mail, which is vsa.utrecht@gmail.com. And we would really appreciate every message, suggestions, feedback, everything. And we're looking forward to this new academic year.
Yeah, also from my side, a big thanks to Ilya. It was very informative. You clearly seem to know a lot of this topic, and I can just ask you, yeah, maybe if our people are interested, maybe we can make a bigger episode about this to go more into the welfare issues on the one side, maybe also about the issues of animal use in general, about the property conflict between property owner and property itself. If the property is a living being, this seems to yield ethical questions that are interesting to discuss. And also, thanks for listening. And if you have any ideas, please let us know. And if you want to be our guest, you have a story to tell, then you can become a part of this podcast and become part of one of the bites or one of the full episodes. So thank you very much for listening.